preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness from all across the globe. This is Animal Radio Network.
Wow, we have a lot to pack into not a lot of time, so let me get it out of the way here. Passions, Kelly McCarty is on the show today. Also, comedian and legend Kip Adana joins us and talks about his pets. Tammy Grimes, you remember? She chained herself to a doghouse.
Yeah, that should be over with.
With 11
now.
Other contestants, they're down to two. We'll find out what the whole deal is a little later on today. Let's see. The size of the lion's mane matters.
I won't go there.
We will, of course. And secondhand smoke, bad for your dogs and cats?
That's not surprising.
Of course not. Kelly McCarty from the soap opera Passions and a million other different shows. She's online, too. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, how are you?
Very well. Kelly McCarty joining us. Set the scene, if you will. I can tell you're walking around with your phone. You're opening the refrigerator door is what I'm thinking. You're looking in, you're saying there's nothing in there to eat.
I don't know how you knew that. I was actually giving all my guys some treats because I'm starving and I don't know what to eat around here. So I'll give them something anyway.
Well, now, who are all your guys? Who do you have there?
I have five rescue dogs, ranging from 9-pound dachshunds to 55-pound golden retriever lab mix.
55. Wow. That's a lot of animals there.
Well, I know, but trust me, if I could have 10 or 20, I would, but then I wouldn't have a husband, so I'm trying to, like, you know.
It's sort of like a give-take game, isn't it?
It is, pretty much. I mean, I'm basically banned from going to the shelters by myself anymore.
Can't go to the shelters anymore by yourself. You said they're all rescues, obviously, which is great. Obviously, you believe in that. What turned you on to rescues?
Well, you know what? It's been many years now, and one day I was just flipping through the newspaper, and I glanced and saw several ads for rescue groups. And before that, I've grown up with dogs, but it wasn't really sort of on our radar about going to the pound and actually adopting a dog. Mm-hmm. So I immediately went to one of the rescues, and then that was it. I didn't need to, you know, ever think about going to a pet store or a breeder. It was just something that I became very, very passionate about and have since rescued many and have basically forced my friends and my family into doing the same.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. I understand that you're helping out Pet Our Friends of Southern California, right?
I am. They are just an amazing organization, and I've volunteered at several others, but this one in particular is run like it's the way I would run it if I, you know, had my own shelter. So once they bring the dogs in or the cats, they're all about rehabilitating them and finding out what the dog or the cat is about, so that when someone is coming in to look to adopt one of the animals, Pet Orphans already knows what this dog or this cat is about. So you're not going to get a dog that comes to your house and all of a sudden wants to eat your cat, because they're going to know.
It's so important to make the right match.
Well, they have the least number of returns because they do go through such a lengthy screening process, you know, and it really makes all the difference. But the good thing is, if someone from Pet Orphans does, you know, if you get a dog or a cat that doesn't work for you, they will take it back and then they'll find the right home for them. Uh-huh. It's just always about matching up the animal correctly with the family.
Do you remember your first pet?
It was, he was named Tuffy. He was a little dachshund. And I since have two dachshunds. My great-grandmother had a dachshund. My grandmother has two dachshunds. And my second one, I went to the Agora Pound one day, and I was looking for another person that I was actually working with at the time. And a volunteer came up and tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Are you looking for a dachshund?" And I was like, I must have it stamped on my forehead that I'm obsessed with them. But I've since gotten a dachshund tattoo on my ankle, which tends to make people laugh a lot. But, yeah, so needless to say, I am obsessed.
How's the TV going? What are you doing? Are you done with Passions?
Well, as of right now, I'm finished. I've been on and off that for 7 years and was recently blown up in a train. Whether I'm dead or not, I have not found out yet.
You don't know.
Are you sure you don't know? You can tell me. It's your old buddy, Hal.
You know, it's so funny because people come up and they ask, "Well, what's going to happen? What's going to happen?" And honestly, they don't tell us, which drives us crazy sometimes. But so, welcome to my dog town.
Now, who's that?
Oh, that's all of them.
That's
all five. They get started, and it's just like madness. Truly, I live in a dog kennel, and they let me live here.
Oh, that's great. We think it's awesome that you're so into animals.
A lot of people go, "Oh, well, I could never volunteer because I see all those the dogs in the cages, and it's so sad." But when I go there, I walk away, and I feel happy because these dogs are being so well taken care of, and again rehabilitated, and you know that they're going to get a home. I mean, most of these dogs that they pull from the city shelters are just hours away from being euthanized. So it's really amazing.
What do you say to people who say that they don't have the time and they're not home a lot, so it's not fair to get a dog?
I tell them to rescue a cat.
Lower maintenance.
What I say to them is, I'm sure that, you know, or get two dogs, and I'm sure they'd rather be sleeping on your couch all day than being in a pound on the cement.
Sure.
You know?
Very true.
So for people who do travel a lot, I mean, it's easy. Cats are easy, and there are so many that need homes. The numbers are devastating, the ones that get put down on a monthly basis just here in L.A.
Mm-hmm. So, there you go.
I think that once you walk into a shelter, someplace like Pet Orphans, you're hooked, you know. And for me, it's been a life-changing event. And these dogs and cats truly are grateful when they get a home. I don't know how to explain it, but you see it. You know, they just are.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for being such a good animal lover and joining us today on Animal Radio. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
If you want to help out Kelly's pet organization, check out Pet Orphans at petorphans.org, and you'll learn more at that website over there.
Launching my heart, baby, let me be. Cause you don't care. Well, please set me free.
Well, if you're no stranger to Animal Radio, you know that Tammy Grimes spent a couple of weeks with 11 other contestants out chained to dog houses to raise attention and awareness to the unfortunate plight of many, many animals, many dogs being chained up outside their house, especially this time of year where it's like 100 degrees outside. Come on, people. Tammy, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
So tell us, what happened? We missed the last day. Who won? What went on? Give me the news. Give me the good stuff.
Okay, Asia won. She was our youngest contestant. She was 18 from Illinois. So the last two contestants were Asia from Illinois, and she was 18, and then Don from Pennsylvania. He was 52. So we had our youngest against our oldest contestant.
Wow, and they both learned something and got something out of the whole thing. I know that Asia, she was sort of there for the car, wasn't she?
Actually, I think she was there for the cause.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
I had a hard time figuring her out because she really didn't like the car. She said it in her journal. She said, "That car isn't worth 2 weeks of my time." So I was like, "Well, what? Why is she here?" But I think that she really believes in the cause.
Okay. Well, that's good. And then what happened to the other guy? What's the deal with him? Didn't he have a dog at home that was chained up?
Yep. Dawn's dog, Nikki, she was living outside for the most part. She came in sometimes, but she had some issues with toilet training and, you know, typical doggy issues. So we are, I'm up here with Dawn now. We're actually going to go out and get some fencing supplies. She, as soon as he got home, he took her off the chain.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it was excellent.
Is he there with you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can I yap with him?
Absolutely. Dawn, it's for you.
All right.
Yeah, there's a question.
Hello?
Hey, big guy. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Well, delighted to hear about your story. How long did you spend chained to a doghouse, Dawn?
The official count was 13 days, I believe.
And what did you learn over those 13 days?
The things that people do to our best friends, which are canine friends, are tragedies.
Yeah, you didn't know that before you started. You didn't think twice about chaining up your dog, did you?
No. you know, when I chained my dog up, I took care of her real well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I pampered her and gave her treats, and in the summertime, I would give her ice cubes to help cool her down and everything. But being out there and chained up made me realize that other people aren't as friendly with their pets as I was.
But still, dogs are social animals, and to be left alone for most part of the day is
really
hard.
Which is the way most people chain their dogs up. So
yeah.
You decided to unchain your dog, and you're actually, you're at Lowe's right now getting supplies for a doghouse?
We're going up to get supplies for fencing around the yard.
Oh, fencing around the yard.
Yes.
Okay.
So she can run free.
That's awesome. And she'll love you for it.
Oh, she loves her daddy now.
I bet.
And are you going to have a doggy door so she's able to come and
go? Yes, we're getting those materials, too, to put it in a basement door.
Well, great. Congratulations.
Wow.
I'll tell you what, we're going to send her a little package of toys that you can play in the yard with her with, okay?
All right, that sounds like fun.
Hold on a second there, Don. Put Tammy back on the phone there.
Okay, here she is.
Hello?
Well, Tammy, I think that... If anything else happens out of this, that is probably the best thing that's happened.
Oh, yeah. Dawn's an amazing man. He's still wearing his collar now.
I said enough! Hey, gang, this is the Money Man, Eddie Money. Make sure you spay to your pets and keep the dial right here to Animal Radio. It's the greatest station in the world.
Hi, Hal Abrams with Animal Radio, and I want to tell you about a very powerful novel. Animal Instinct is a page-turning book on crusading for the animals that you and I can relate to. You'll read about Eleanor Green as she quits her job and joins the animal rights movements. Eleanor believes that animals are her true calling, and she endures the daily batterings from her tyrant boss to gain some kindness for the animals. Not only will you be shocked and amazed at the unexpected outcome, you'll be moved by her plight along the way. Animal Instinct is available at bookstores everywhere and at Animal Instinct Novel.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness from all across the globe. This is Animal Radio Network.
Coming up in just a couple of minutes, Kip Adada. World legend Kip Adada. You know, there's the usual woohoo. But you didn't even know Kip Adada, did you?
I researched him.
Tonight Show, a million times. Gee, he's a legend. He might be a little bit before your time. 29 years old.
Again. yeah, I got another 29 coming up soon.
Speaking of which, I have... Oh, here's a gift for you. I brought this in for your 29th birthday. Some cookie catnip oil. In fact, a whole case. And if you'd like, because I know it's a lot there, if you'd like to give some to the listeners, I bet you they'd love it.
Okay, let's do that.
1-866-405-8405. Also, the Super Summer Giveaway. Is
yeah,
underway.
That's a woohoo.
Yeah, a real woohoo. There's a lot going on there. There's some big time electronics for both your cat, your dog, and yourself. I think I'm looking over at the big grand prize package, which is growing, and you can go to our webcam and look at it. I'll tell you just a couple of the things that are on it. A 10-year supply of Get Serious Stain and Odor Remover.
Wow, that's my favorite product.
That's all you really need in the summer giveaway. But we've added more. We have the scoop-free automatic litter box. We'll give three of those away. Also from Drinkwell, the Aqua Garden hydroponic cat grass garden fountain thingy. This is cool. We have them all around the studio. They love them. Cats love them.
The cats
dogs
love them.
Well, they have one. They have them for dogs.
They have
too.
A large size
not
for dogs.
Not the Aqua Garden. Not with the grass. I don't believe.
No, that's just for the kitties.
Also from Petmate, the Very Kennel Ultra. We have a couple of those. In fact, four of those to give away. A 1-year supply of Blue Dog Bakery treats, and from Dogopolis Kong Time Doggy Daycare in a box. That's just the beginning. We're just touching the tip of the iceberg. How do you qualify? Well, this year, many more ways than last. This year, like last year, you can send us your empty ink cartridges. It's really very easy. You call us at 1-866-405-8405. You say, will you please send me a prepaid, postage prepaid envelope for me to put my empty ink cartridges in? I'll mail them to you there at Animal Radio, and I'll get qualified.
That's it.
At the same time for the summer giveaway.
That's as easy as it gets.
If you send four cartridges in, you get qualified four times. Another way to qualify, play Animal Radio in your place of business. If you're a vet or a groomer or just a real estate, if you play Animal Radio in your place of business or put us on your hold system, we can qualify you. And we do check up on that. You can call us 1-866-405-8405 and tell us that you're doing that. You can get qualified for that. Of course, the drawing September 27th. So, hey, Kip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kip and Donna joining us today. Hey, how you doing? This is kind of early in the morning for you, isn't it? I know it is for most comics, isn't it?
Well, that's a... You know, I don't know about most comics, but I'm up at 5.
Are you really?
Oh, yeah. I run an internet site. I'm on the case every day from 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. And then I take a break and do something else.
You mean you don't have little kids in India working your website or something like that? I figured as a comic you'd be out late working gigs until 1 in the morning and waking up at 5 would be...
Well, when I was 25, that would have been correct.
Yeah, but not anymore, huh?
No, I don't need to do that anymore. I'm very well trained.
Very good. Well, you are very different I can't remember. You said something like blue humor does not a comic make. You are very different.
Of course not. You know, I'll dwell on this for a moment. I go out and I watch. And I sit in the back and I watch. And what I'm seeing is people that really don't understand the audience. The audience, you and me and Joe Schmo and everybody else like us, we don't use filthy language at work. We don't use filthy language around our family. And when we hear filthy language, even in this late year, we are shocked.
Sure.
And that shock causes a reaction, and that reaction is called laughter. That's not a comedian. A comedian is a man who can talk about, or a woman, who can talk about any subject you want, from tawdry to innocent, with and make it palatable for a mass audience. That's what I am capable of doing.
Do you still get the jitters and butterflies every time you go on stage?
Everybody that's worth his salt gets an adrenaline rush. That's what you're referring to.
Uh-huh.
You're using malaprops to say it. It's nervousness is something that I've gotten rid of a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
But adrenaline, you bet your bippy.
Well, that's what we strive on. We need that adrenaline to work.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah. If you don't have a bit of adrenaline going, you become lethargic, and people don't pay to see lethargic people.
Sure they don't. Okay, so you have any pets at home? I know that...
I have a wonderful... We talked about my wonderful cat, Harley.
Yeah.
Now, Harley is 22 years old. God bless her. She is the longest relationship I've ever had with a female. And you know, she loves me without condition, and I her. And when I'm gone, I even have an old-fashioned, I kept it for Harley. When I can't be at home, Harley has food, Harley has a place to take care of her business, but what she doesn't have is me. So I call up twice a day and on my old-fashioned answering machine, and I talk to Harley. Good girl, Harley. What a pretty girl. And she hears my voice. But that doesn't mean I don't get scolded and get the cold shoulder for at least a day when I get back.
Well, of course.
You leave town, and of course she expects you to be there in bed keeping you warm and such. But you're not doing that as much as you used to.
No.
No. Well, good. Has the relationship...
The reason I'm not doing that, you're referring to going out and traveling on the road, the reason, because I've made all the money.
Yeah, you don't need to.
I don't need the ego boost. However, I'm. You want to say that I'm a part of the senior golf tour.
Well, then that makes me feel old. Do you talk about Harley?
Oh, I always talk about Harley. The first thing I say is, ladies and gentlemen, before I begin, of course I've already begun, but I say before I begin, I'd like to let you know a little about myself.
Okay.
So, and the first thing I tell them about is Harley. And then I tell them about my wives. Then I tell them about my children and now my grandchildren. And then I tell, and then we go on from there. But my act is primarily about, even that's a weak word. My act is about the human condition and the experience of living a life. And that's something that I can talk to nuns about, priests about, blacks about, whites about. Doesn't matter. They all go through the thing. Every single one of them have rubbed their feet on a nylon carpet and then touched something and got a shock.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the sort of, that's my meat. I love animals. I'm a zoo enthusiast. I'm a television watcher of animals and insects and all of the fascinating, marvelous things that these creatures have been equipped with. The one poo-poo that I'm going to bring up today,
okay,
is this. If you can live in an apartment, don't buy a hunting dog. Okay?
Well, you know, it's funny, but there's some truth to that. I mean, it's totally true.
It's totally true. The reason I bring it up is because a friend of mine has a French poodle, a standard poodle.
Uh-huh.
It's standard poodles are bred for hunting. Now, because of the human condition, mm-hmm. we don't think of a poodle as a hunting dog.
No, sure, I didn't know that.
But if you take 2 seconds to look it up on the internet, you'd find out that that dog does not belong in a place without property.
Mm-mm.
A law.
And he's your neighbor making a lot of noise, I take it.
No, well, my neighbors, I live in the Hollywood Hills. I live in the hills of Hollywood. Above Capitol Records, so I'm actually in Hollywood proper, and I overlook the city of Hollywood, or the territory called Hollywood. When people come to Hollywood, it seems, they feel like, I'm in New Orleans. I can do anything now. And of course, that is not true in Hollywood or New Orleans. And if you watch Cops, you know that. You're not allowed to do anything you want anywhere on Earth. But in Hollywood, these young schmoes, the young ones, not the old ones like me, but the young schmoes, they come and they play the music. And they're like, it's a sorority house.
Those damn kids.
They have no idea that anyone else exists.
Right.
So, you know what? I say to them, I'll walk over if I can hear. And when I talk about loud music, I'm talking about music you can hear a half a block away well. You can hear it well.
Uh-huh.
So I let them know 3 times, and then I wait till the next time it happens, because, you know, gee whiz, this product that our universities are putting out, boy, they're neat. I have to deal with them when they get done with them, and gosh, it's fun.
You were never one of those.
No.
No, okay.
No, I was too busy raising my the product of my youth.
Well, for God's sake, what age did you do that at? 14?
I started very early.
Did you?
That's my cell phone ringing. Hold on, let me get rid of this call.
Okay. Kipadada joining us. He's answering his cell phone now.
I got to call you back.
Oh, he's got to call me back.
Okay. No, I'll call you. I'm not talking to you, Hal.
Oh, okay.
I'm on the radio with you, Hal.
Okay, I didn't know who was... You know, it could have been Jay Leno on the other line. It could have been...
It's just my heart surgeon.
Oh, just your heart. I think that's an important call. Before Harley, did you have any other animals?
I've had animals all my life.
Well, tell us about these animals.
Well, my first one was a calico cat. When I was a little boy, I had a wonderful calico cat, and I remember this calico cat got very ill, and there was a pile of raked leaves in my backyard, and it was a sunny day, and the raked leaves, of course, were in a pile, as I say, and they were creating heat from the sun. They were mulching, right? They were hot.
Uh-huh.
So I took my sick cat, And I put her in this hot pile of leaves. And by golly, I don't know why. But 6 hours later, she was back. And I mean, she was like, she was down. And she, all of a sudden, boom, that worked.
Cured.
Wow.
Just a cool, I don't know why it worked. I can't explain it, but boy, she came back like a trooper.
Well, now you seem like a kind of a cat guy there. You've mentioned two cats.
Okay. Well, I've had cats. I had a desert tortoise for years.
Uh-huh.
I found this. I called him Dummy. I found Dummy on my way to Las Vegas. He was in the middle of the highway sitting there.
That's the name.
Said, well, that dummy, I pulled over, and I picked him up, and I put him in the back seat of my car, and I drove him to Vegas. I did a gig, and he stayed in my hotel room, and then I brought him home to my kids. And Dummy was with us for years.
Yeah.
And then I had... I've had a Great Dane. Duke was my Great Dane. Oh, what a great, what a sweetie pie. And gee whiz, a miniature poodle and a another cat, Tiffany. And you know, the connection is with pets. I could write my autobiography and use a frame of a template of pets. My life, if I want to look at it that way, has been punctuated by pets. I can say I had this pet when I was young, and a little older, I had this pet. And I could go on and on and on to the present day. But Harley is a very clever girl, and she is, well, you know, she owns me.
What kind of a cat is she?
She's a striped gray and black striped crossbreed mix. Slut whore.
Now, does your wife get along with the cat, or does, you know?
Oh, you mean plaintiff? Oh, plaintiff.
plaintiff.
Plaintiff lives on the other side of town.
Oh,
God bless her.
We see
her at family gatherings. She's a wonderful girl. And I wish her the best of luck.
Kip Adada joining us today. Thanks so much. We appreciate you actually getting up this early. Well, you get up at 5, but taking time out of your busy schedule to join us today and talk with your...
Hey, dudes and dudettes.
Yes.
It was my pleasure.
Where should we look for you next?
Oh, Riviera Hotel, September 15th through 17th.
We'll
no, excuse me. Jesus.
Caesars or Riviera?
The Riviera Hotel and Casino, 2006, September 11 through 17.
Check them out, Kip Adada on Animal Radio. We have more Animal Radio on the way.
Hello, this is Loretta Swit, and I'm on Animal Radio. And please don't forget, spay and neuter.
Well, you've heard us talking about Get Serious, the pet stain odor and pheromone extractor, for several months now, and how easily it removes carpet stains left from cat vomit. Now I want to talk to you about a problem dog owners face. It's called remarking. If your dog remarks, you might have thought about banishing him from the house, or worse, taking him to the shelter. You use other cleaners, but your dog keeps going back to the same spot. Don't blame your pet because you used a product that didn't get the job done. End the problem with Get Serious. Pheromones, they're something you can't smell. They draw them back to the same spot. Get Serious is the only product that totally extracts the pheromones so your pets won't be attracted back to remark. Get Serious is recommended by rescue groups and veterinarians. And Get Serious keeps pets in homes and out of shelters. You can find Get Serious at PetSmart and in fine pet stores all over. Visit their website at GetSeriousProducts.com. Again, that's GetSeriousProducts.com.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on. Learn more.
And remember, if you get yourself a pet this week, please, please...
spay or neuter.
It's so important. So many animals are being put to sleep. And if you want a certain breed, because I know there are so many people that want specific breeds. Oh, I want a Chihuahua, so I got to go to a breeder. No, you don't have to go to a breeder.
We keep hearing horror stories.
Oh, yeah. They come out sick there.
Yes.
You want to go to a breed rescue, and if you have access to the internet online, you could actually put in the type of breed that you want and go to a breed rescue to get that animal if it happens to be a cat. Please.
Don't declaw, please.
Declawing is the wrong thing to do. You can call us here at 1-866-405-8405. We'll tell you why. We'll give you alternatives. You can also email us, yourvoice@animalradio.com. We'll see you next week right here on this fine station for more Animal Radio. Have a great week.
Bye-bye.
This is Animal Radio Network.